Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We look forward to trying to see what exactly these players might bring to the table, and we bring in a man who knows more college basketball than anyone I know personally, and that is DeShawn Tate. He joins us on the Tentacom Hotline here on Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ. Tate, it's been a long time since I've seen you, my man. How are you?
I'm outstanding, Willie P. Thank you so much for having me, per usual. Listen, just when you thought you were going to get rid of me that fast, now that we, you know, kind of away from the NBA Finals, we've on draft eve, okay, got the NBA draft, summer leagues right around the corner. Who doesn't love the Nationals, Nike EYBL Peach Jam? So there's still plenty of 94-50 to go.
Plenty to get to. I'll start there because you know about where the developmental process is of this roster with LaMelo Ball and, you know, the decision-making when it comes to Miles Bridges. They sit at 13-15. Mitch Kupchak called those very good currency. Do you feel like that's currency that they should shop, or do you think they should actually make those picks at 13-15 where they sit?
I'm not against the shopping, honestly. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. It reminds me a little bit of some positions that, in some cases, the Atlanta Hawks were in, just because I felt like that they were a team that just kind of has to get older at some point. And that just kind of is what you see all the flashes of what can be, but we know that it has to eventually be that, and you can't rush ages. But they're not exactly in the position of a Sacramento Kings, of which it's quite at the point where it looks dysfunctional or really unsure as to which direction they're going in. Although it may seem that way sometimes, I don't think that's the case necessarily for the Hornets. So I would definitely take a strong look at maybe from a shopping standpoint to maybe try and get some veteran leadership among some other things. But I think first things first, more than anything, is in the event that you are going to take a player on tomorrow in the next 24 hours, you do so by going after the front court first.
Now, obviously, from the front court perspective, the two options for the Hornets, at least that they are looking at right now, at least we believe, are Mark Williams of Duke and Jalen Duren, the ex-Memphis player. There's some speculation that Duren's not available there at that point, but in terms of just comparing those two players, which one fits more for where the Hornets' needs arise?
I think they both bring different things to the table. You know, where you have somebody like a Mark Williams who is a shot blocker and can chase you down, amongst other things like that. He's more of a cleanup man, if you will. Doesn't really have necessarily the same body as a Duren, or who reminds me a little bit of a Harrell. But, you know, he has more of that wingspan and length. And that's a word that you're probably going to hear a lot over the course of the next 24 hours, too. But they bring different things to the table. And both of them are young, both of them energetic. Mark Williams, I've been, you know, both of those guys, I've been loving coming out of high school for, you know, the last couple of years or so. And I think that's as good as it can get. If you're going to take picks and those two guys are available, I think it's an A+, because you filled the need. You filled it with who I believe would be the best players available and the best fits for the team all across the board. I think it would be A+ as if you had to take pick some guys, because some of the guys that they have on the roster right now is just, unfortunately, just don't appear to be cutting it. And they've got too many of the same similar players on the roster.
I was going to say, they do have a lot of redundancy on the roster. What they don't have enough of is either help in the backcourt or guys on the wing. As far as a need, or based on number one need and number two, where they're drafting, who are you thinking if big is definitely one of their selections and they end up keeping the pick and going with somebody else at 15, where do you feel like they go? Do they go wing, guard, or do they end up going somewhere off the board?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The best bet is probably going to go. The best bet is probably going to be to go and get the big. I mean, I know that we could probably talk about addressing other positions, but this is a draft for the bigs. I dare you to try and go find a natural, born and bred, prototypical point guard in this draft or anything like that. I don't think that it's there. I don't see it. You know, I think that they could use a shooter, a pure shooter. You've got a couple of those in this draft as well. But I think ultimately, Blake Wesley could potentially be a really good pick for them as a freshman out of Notre Dame. Probably surprised everybody, even myself, who I feel like watches more college basketball than about anybody in the world. I think that wouldn't necessarily be terrible. Maybe an A.J. Griffin is there if you need some help in the backcourt. A guy who can really shoot the air out of the basketball. He's got some issues from an injury standpoint in the past and, a lateral movement and things like that. But I still think that he's one of the best draft prospects out there in terms of a guard. And everybody knows that this NBA can use shooters. But, again, I'm addressing that front court first things first, and nobody's going to talk me off that ledge because maybe somebody else knows this, Willie P. When is the last time that we've seen a Charlotte Hornets roster that did not, you know, have a Zeller or a Plumlee on it? I'm under the impression and got a really good feeling that that's just not going to cut it, and there's not a Plumlee or a Zeller in this draft, unless in the event that you're going to be talking about going after the big guy out of Auburn.
Right. Like I said, I think big is definitely their top goal, but I do feel like if they keep both picks, they'll have to try to satisfy a secondary goal. I also have questions about what they'll do in free agency, because right now there's obviously a lot of chit chat about whether or not Miles Bridges deserves a max deal. We had some real rumblings from not just Phoenix and obviously, your hometown of Detroit. I know that you're possibly somewhat watching with a little bit of an intent there, whether or not they end up using some interest in Miles Bridges. Do you feel like your former Spartan man is a max deal type player?
I don't know. I mean, just right off the back of it, no. But I like to think that over the course of the last 5 to 10 years, that we've seen guys get max deals and they don't, you know, you use your imaginary dictionary and look up max deals. A lot of those other guys' names don't really appear first to you either. So I don't think that it's outside of the realm of possibility whether he deserves it or not, but he's really taken a huge, huge leap since last year and even coming in, you know, since that 2018 draft and, you know, showing and proving that he is more than just an athlete. Everybody associates him with being that. There's some situations where I've seen that Charlotte has even put him at the four position, situational, when they're playing small ball and things of that nature too. But he's really developed a really good jump shot as well, and he's strong as an ox, and he runs like a deer. And we know that, you know, to be the recipient of some of those lobs that LaMelo throws up, he's the recipient of most of those, and he's one of the reasons that butts are being put in the seats in Charlotte. You take that away, I'm not really sure that that's going to bode well with the fan base.
Talking with Deshaun Tate, College Basketball Insider. You'll actually be on the draft coverage down in Atlanta with Mike Conte down there, so very much happy to see that Deshaun's getting some run there. But I do at least want to circle back to something. You and I had a conversation last night. We were reminiscing about us sitting at ACC Operation Basketball in the fall, last fall, and we had a conversation with Hubert Davis, and I think you and I both came away at the time very blown away by how confident Hubert was in his squad. Lo and behold, they go on and make the run that they did. Just your thoughts on not only how he has had just an immediate impact on that program, but also his first full off season as the head coach of the Tar Heels.
Yeah, he's done. I mean, I don't really need to tell anybody in that region of the United States about how great of a job that he has done. I mean, we sat there, we picked his brain for a second, talked to him. I've been knowing Hubert for days, a great guy and really embracing me and my profession, as an analyst in this business. But listen, everybody knows about the great guy that he is. Nobody's going to question if he can really recruit that well, simply based off of the fact that it is North Carolina. So anything he gets, people are going to say, but it's North Carolina. But he's very relatable to those guys, and those guys are very relatable to him. And they have a very unbreakable bond. But the question was, can he coach? And coming out the gate, there's things that I don't forget, Willie P, because he said, when he mentioned to us, he's ready to get it on. I said, are you ready? I'm ready to get it on. I wish it was today. I wish the games were today. And that really blew me away because I wasn't sure if he knew what he was saying in that moment, but I trusted and believed, and he showed that as we got closer to the first week of April. But I'm not forgetting about the things that people have said about Hubert Davis. When they started out the season, they really weren't doing that well. Even towards the end when they were losing games to Pittsburgh and Boston College, along those lines of teams. I don't forget those things. I don't forget the mud that they tried to drag him through about the comments that were made at the press conference. He showed and proved that he is going to be an outstanding, great coach. And we've even heard some words from Roy Williams and Coach K to say he wants to be his own guy. He wants to do it his own way and not follow in the footsteps of those guys, despite the fact that he's very appreciative, overly grateful, and thankful of having the position. So I think that he's going to be great. The sights are set really high. Everybody's coming back except for Brady Manning. Outstanding recruiting class. They're gonna have something to say about the national championship on next season.
DeShaun Tate, you can follow on Twitter at Tate's Take Hoops. Fantastic stuff as always, pal. Continued success as always, and we'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you.
Blessings and prosperity at Tate's Take Hoops, where basketball lives. Thank you.
That is DeShaun Tate.